USA Radio News.
There's been a lot of talk regarding President Trump and a phase two to his tax cut plan. Well, what can we exactly expect in a phase two? Grover Norquist is the president of Americans for Tax Reform. He gives us some ideas.
Well, what they're looking to do is certainly to make permanent all of the individual income tax cuts that last for 10 years, because it was done through reconciliation, make those permanent, perhaps increasing the per-child tax credit, something Ivanka Trump has been working on. He does want to take the corporate rate from 21 down to 20. We were promised 20, but it jiggled up at the last moment.
The teenage soccer team trapped in a cave system in northern Thailand will spend another night in the cave. Officials coordinating the rescue have said they won't attempt to move the boys before tomorrow, and we have heard from some of the team members that they are doing okay and are healthy. And the stock markets are closed today as it is a federal holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Breaking news from our friends at MyPillow. We just got this in. It's a great deal. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping. Now, are there any two greater words in the English language when you're shopping online than free shipping? Nah. I've been telling you my sleep's improved dramatically. Now you can experience the same kind of restorative sleep I've been getting from MyPillow. You'll enjoy the best night's sleep of your life. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, don't like it, return it. Also a 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175. Call now.
A major pharmaceutical company is raising some of its prices, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Pfizer is raising prices on dozens of drugs, many of them by more than 10%. Reports are the drugs that will cost more include lung cancer treatment Xalkori, the pain reliever Lyrica, and Norvasc, which is a blood pressure pill. Other Pfizer drugs that are going up include Viagra and the stop smoking pill Chantix. The pharmaceutical giant issuing a statement saying it is modifying prices for about 10% of its drugs, but some will actually be costing less.
Joey Chestnut won the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest today, eating 74 hot dogs and taking home a $10,000 first prize as well. Chestnut was asked how he begins prepping his body for all those dogs.
No more solid food. I'll get a little sugar, maybe a little liquid amino acid, but I'm going to be empty and loose.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On this 4th of July holiday, a new study came out regarding the United States and patriotism. For the first time in Gallup's 18-year history, asking adults if they were proud to be Americans, fewer than a majority of Americans said they are extremely proud. It was 47%. Another alarming thing that Gallup found was only 33% of millennials are proud to be Americans. The fine folks at Campus Reform went out and caught up with some millennials and asked them if they're proud to be an American.
No, not in the America we have right now. Yeah. No, I'm not proud. No.
Are you proud to be an American?
Definitely not.
No, I'm not proud of America. I'm not proud of what we've done.
Would you consider yourself proud to be an American?
I'm going to go with no, especially like recently.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I guess I would say no.
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm proud.
I think we need to stop thinking that we're the best nation on earth because that's just egotistical and it's not accurate.
Don't worry, Campus Reform did find some people who said they were proud to be an American.
Yeah, I would consider myself proud to be an American. Right now, are you proud to be an American?
Yeah, definitely. I always have been.
I mean, I have the freedoms and possibilities to do, you know, basically whatever I want. I think it's a really great country.
I kind of wish we could, you know, get along a little bit more instead of becoming polarized on topics.
I think many people out there listening would agree with what the last guy said regarding civility. You can catch that entire video and the entire montage on campusreform.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.